So, from sweet potatoes to a completely different subject now, fascinators. And one thing I know for sure about this next story is that you can't eat fascinators. Gina Moore from BuzzFeed is with me. She's their international women's rights correspondent, as I said, based here in Nairobi. Gina, what is a fascinator?
A fascinator is, if I can say so, the most bold and the most misunderstood fashion accessory that exists. It's these tiny little hats you wear on the side of your head like a British princess. And there's a woman here in Nairobi who's making a really good living selling them. The reason I like fascinators as a symbol of Kenyan fashion business is a lot of women who started out in this business, even making clothes, were misunderstood at the beginning.
Darling, for years I've been called a tailor, a seamstress.
That's Deepa Dosaja, the woman behind one of Kenya's most successful clothing companies. She's been in business here for 25 years, and it took a while for people to figure out what she was doing, to really get that a woman with a sewing machine can be more than a seamstress.
Hi, Wanjogo. How are you?
Charity Kiarie owns Boutique Mahali.
I'm good. So that plaid fabric, you guys sent me the wrong fabric.
Her boutique is famous for edgy designs in so-called African fabric, which features those bright colors and fabulous patterns. But Kiari's special genius is designing to cut those fabrics just right so that the line of a dress or the waist of a pair of pants really makes the pattern pop. Kiarie actually set out to be an entrepreneur. When she quit her corporate job to strike out and build her own company, she lost a lot of friends. And even her family wasn't totally sure about her full-time move into fashion.
My dad, when I told him I'm quitting my job, was just like, just don't come ask me for money. I guess maybe he thought I'd be looking for capital. My mom was hesitant to refer her friends until I had basically earned my stripes.
3 years later, she's got those stripes. She employs 10 tailors, which is still not enough to keep up with her growing demand, and she's expanded into menswear. She's the go-to designer for occasion outfits. Think something for a cocktail party or a wedding, and she's shown her stuff at African Fashion Week in London. But for her and for other Kenyan women, this kind of success comes with a price.
I used to have very, very many friends when I first started out this business, and then no one wanted to be associated. It's like, what? You leave your job to become a tailor. So very few, like maybe 2-3 of my friends actually supported me in the early days.
The world of women's empowerment tends to assume that women want to help each other out. But that's not always how it works here.
A lot of women, and not just African women, I think we're our own worst enemies. Where if you have stuff you're doing, your own friends or family would be the last guys to buy.
That's Muthoni Waweru, who runs a business called Hat Couture. Waweru imports fascinators, those small eclectic headpieces beloved by British royalty, especially Kate Middleton, Prince William's wife. Waweru got into the business because she wanted to wear a fascinator at her wedding, but she couldn't find an affordable one in Kenya. So she sells her hats for between $20 and $40 each, and her business is especially brisk this time of year. Holiday parties are huge in Nairobi, and women use Muthoni's fascinators to add pizzazz to their party dresses. But not even her clients are totally happy for her.
There's still that feeling of maybe I'm helping you too much, or, you know, you're only ahead because I bought from you.
Designer Deepa Dosaja has pushed through those tough early years when no one really understood what she was doing. But she stuck with it. Her clothes caught on and her clients multiplied.
It was an embarrassing thing, actually, to say that you're a designer. And now I find more and more Kenyans are buying it, which is lovely. And it makes me really happy.
Which Kenyans? Well, Oscar-winning actress Lupita Nyong'o, for starters, who wore Dosaja's pink silk jacket and matching skirt with her trademark hand-painted flowers on her recent visit home to Western Kenya.
That was Gina Moore with BuzzFeed here in Kenya with that wonderful story about some of the women players here in Kenya fashion. Another way women are making it and owning it here in Kenya. Gina's going to be back with us tomorrow on The World. So Kenyan women designers making stuff. There are lots of women here owning it because they're making stuff. And at PRI.org, you've got to check out what some other women all over the globe are making. We've got a terrific feature online called She Made It. The Ethiopian woman, for example, who started a cool little shoe company called Soul Rebels. She made that. Or how about the Burmese woman, I Kin? She lives in San Francisco, and along with her husband, they created seedies, little colored balls filled with wildflower and herbal seeds that you just chuck in your yard and help repopulate disappearing bee colonies. The aim, to seed 1 billion wildflowers across the U.S. Very cool stuff. She Made It. That's over at PRI.org. And Carol, one more thing before I leave you today. No matter where you go in Kenya, you will always find matatus, the minivans and buses that transport people through the cities and across the country. It's a profession that's almost exclusively male. No more, though. We've got the video story of one of the very few women matatu drivers in Kenya. If you know the culture of the matatus, it's really rough and tumble. So this woman is kind of a badass. Day in the life of one of Kenya's rare female matatu drivers. That's at PRI.org. Signing off today from Nairobi, Kenya. Back to you, Carol, in Boston.
Thanks, Marco. Our team in Kenya will be back tomorrow with another Owning It story. We go on a tour of an aloe plantation run entirely by women.
So welcome to the aloe plantations.
How do you actually harvest the leaves?
You just cut with a very clean and sharp knife. You just cut it here.
Their aloe goes into Western cosmetics, and the profits support their village. That's tomorrow, right here on The World.